From the studios of Books in Motion in Spokane, Washington, this is Cameron Byerly reading Little Breeches, The Fields of Home by Ralph Moody. Let's begin with Chapter 1, From Colorado to Maine. When we moved from Colorado to Massachusetts at the beginning of 1912, the other children slid into city life as a flock of ducklings slide into a new pool. I tried as hard as I could to be a city boy, but I didn't have very good luck. Just little things that would have been all right in Colorado were always getting me into trouble. Out there, after Father died, the sheriff was about the best friend I had had. He helped me get jobs with the cattle drovers that went through town, and he always told them I was as dependable as any man. In Medford, the police chief seemed to think just the opposite. Before I had finished the eighth grade, our house was the first place he came to when anything went wrong in the town. My worst trouble came on graduation day. The night before, one of the boys in my class, who was crazy about cowboys, was waiting when I finished my after-school job in the grocery store. He had sent away to a mail-order house where a .45 caliber revolver and 100 cartridges. He had them with him and wanted me to go up to the woods and teach him how to shoot. Well, that would have been too dangerous, so I told him he would have to wait until morning when we could go down to the river and shoot into the water where no one would be hurt. I knew quite a little about revolvers and had learned to handle one when I was 10. What I did not know was that there was a law against shooting one in Medford and that the bullets would skip on the water just like stones do. We had skipped nearly 50 of them over into Somerville when the policemen came and arrested us.